Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and I'm so excited to be back recording a new podcast episode with you guys today. It has taken me a little bit to get back. Obviously, last week's podcast episode was actually from 2 weeks ago, but I did not get it up because of a lot of traveling, which I will update you guys on. And then this week I usually record on Wednesdays, but it is a Friday and I'm recording because I had a class on Wednesday night, so I was not able to record Wednesday night. And then last night I had a mental breakdown and decided that I was not in the mood to record, and I'm not going to force myself to record this if I'm not in the best headspace to even be talking about things when I need to figure out what's going on myself. But I'm feeling in an okay space right now, and I'm excited to be talking to you. And today's video, wow, I really keep thinking this is a YouTube video, and it's not. Today's podcast episode is going to be just a fun, lighthearted chat about ins and outs for the summer, things that I am going to be implementing into my summer, and things I will not be implementing into my summer. And quick disclaimer, if I have things on my list that are ins and you don't like those, that doesn't mean you have to do those. Also, if I have things on my list that are out and you enjoy doing those things, like there's a few things that I know some people enjoy doing on my out list, that's perfectly fine. Everyone's different, so you don't have to base what you do off of what I do. But anyways, let's just get into the weekly segments. Starting with the drink of the day, I'm having a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. And I'm not gonna lie, I low-key think I like it better than Coke. Like, I think I like it better than, like, a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero. And I've never tried the Zero Sugar Dr. Pepper before, but it's really good. I've tried the Diet Dr. Pepper, and that's fine, but I think there's just, like, a deeper, like, there's more depth of flavor in the Zero Sugar. My theory on Diet Coke and Coke Zero is Diet Coke is its own distinct flavor, and Coke Zero Sugar is meant to taste just like Coca-Cola, just without the sugar. And I'm wondering if that's kind of how this whole Dr. Pepper thing is too. But anyways, that's a different conversation. But yes, my drink today is a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, and I also have a glass of water next to me. Usually when I'm talking to you guys, if I record this at nighttime, which it is almost 6 o'clock, I have my Adreno cocktail, but because it's only almost 6 o'clock and I still haven't eaten dinner, I'm going to be having that later this evening. All right, let's get into the weekly recap. I'm actually going to try to keep it kind of brief because I have to recap you guys on 2 weeks. So May 12th and 13th, I'm just going to like put those two together. The 12th was a Thursday, I believe, and that was a pretty average day. I just had regular classes, and then the 13th was, the 13th was a Saturday. So, sorry, the 11th was a Thursday, normal day. The 12th, I had all my regular classes, and then right after class, I had to get my backpack and get to Newark Airport to fly back to Wisconsin. I got in Friday night and drove to see my brother and surprise him because he just graduated college. And I went to his apartment and surprised him at like midnight or like 1 in the morning or something like that, like really late. And he was really surprised to see me, so that was nice. The following day, I went to his graduation ceremony. We went out for lunch. We got pizza. I got a margarita pizza. It was so delicious. You can see a photo of it on my Instagram in the food highlights if you want to see that on my main Instagram at laney.foods. Absolutely delicious. And then that night we went to a bar and just like hung out. I had a Diet Coke. I don't drink, so I'm also only 18, almost 19, but I'm 18, so it was just Diet Coke and water for me. But I got to wear this dress that I'm absolutely obsessed with that I got from Urban Outfitters. It's this red, like, cowl neck slip kind of like silky dress. And I have it in red, and then I also have it in a white color with like this red pattern on it, which I really love. But I wore the red one. And I felt really cute that day, and I just really enjoyed spending time with like my parents and my brother and some of my brother's like roommates and another family that we're friends with that I grew up with. And it was just really cool to like be able to be there. But then the following morning, I had to get up at 3 a.m. or to get up at 2:30, and we left at 3. I think that's what it was. I got up at like 2:15, 2:30, and we left at 3. And I had to get on an airplane and come back to New York because I had class on Monday. So I came back Sunday so that I had the day to reset, get groceries, do my laundry, all that fun stuff. And then it was back to school on Monday. That Monday, I had my first performance of my newest musical theater song, which is I'm Breaking Down from Falsettos the Musical. And actually, Sunday night, I had to put the entire piece together and like figure out what I was doing for it because I had to show it at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. So I did that Sunday night. But I did that Monday morning and it went really well. And it's a really funny piece and I think everyone really enjoys it. And I'm actually doing that piece for my final in 2 weeks. That night I had tap workshop. That was really good. We have both of our pieces finished finally, but the second piece didn't get finished until Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, like the 24th of May. But now both of our pieces are done and the show is not this weekend, but the following weekend. And my parents are coming to see it and I'm so excited because my boyfriend and I are in it and our best friend. And I'm so excited for my parents to see us dance. Tuesday, nothing too crazy. I babysat Tuesday evening. I actually took the kid to a pier and we got to sit and like look at the water and he was just fascinated by like the boats and the geese and stuff. And it's so cute to see such a young child like having like the innocence and like being fascinated by the smallest things, and it makes me realize like how there is so much beauty in the smallest things, and I need to keep reminding myself to like not take for granted what's around me because at the end of the day, just being able to sit there and like breathe that fresh air and look at that water and see those boats and those geese is like such a privilege, and I'm so happy that I am able to be here in New York and like do that and just be able to sit and look at the beauty. So it was just kind of it's been a nice thing, like being around this kid. It's really made me learn to notice smaller details day to day. Wednesday, I went to the gym. Usually I go to the gym Tuesdays after I babysit, but I had to stay a little bit late last Tuesday, so I decided to just wait to go to the gym on Wednesday. Other than that, nothing too crazy. We did have a makeup class for Tap Workshop because we needed to work more on our choreography. But that was just an hour rehearsal. It wasn't anything too crazy. It was like 8 to 9 p.m. Thursday. So now we're to Thursday the 18th. Average Thursday. Honestly, can't think of anything. I babysat again. I went to the gym. And same with Friday. Nothing really crazy happened. Saturday, I went to the cafe that my boyfriend works at and I read the Heir of Fire book, which is in the Throne of Glass series. And I'm trying to get back into reading because I go through ebbs and flows of like being obsessed with reading and then I like stop prioritizing it and I fall away from it for like months and then I get back into it again. So I went there and he made me a drink and I read a book. And then in the afternoon I had a job interview. So I went to the job interview and I got the job. So I'm now working at a little boba tea matcha and like regular tea shop that also has like some desserts and stuff, and it's really fun. I feel like, so I don't know, I just feel so happy like getting to make cute little beverages for people. And a lot of the teas have ingredients like added with them. Tea already has a decent amount of health benefits, but we add other things such as like lychee and red bean and goji berries or dates or brown sugar, honey, things like that. And it's fun because I get to learn like all the benefits of those things and explain that stuff to customers so they know like what the benefits of like the beverage that they're drinking is, while it also tastes really good. And the following day, Sunday, I went in for my first day. Like, I started training the following day. And let me just say, I have never had so many drinks within like a span of like an hour or two. Obviously, I wasn't having like full on drinks, otherwise I would have had to like go to the bathroom, like pee so much. But like every drink that I learned how to make, I had to like pour myself like a little shot of it and try it so that I know the flavor profiles of it and I'm able to like actually explain it to customers and understand what it tastes like. And so far, I think my favorite thing I had was my favorite tea that I had was the barley tea because it has a roasted flavor, so it reminds me a lot of coffee, and I really, really like coffee. So that's definitely my favorite like tea, plain tea that we have. And then I also had this strawberry yogurt drink, which was really, really good. And we haven't added that to our menu yet, so it was kind of fun to like get to try a item that hasn't been put on the menu. But that was really good. Also Sunday morning, I went to the cafe again that my boyfriend works at and got some social media work done because I usually do that on the weekends. Obviously, starting, pretty soon I won't be able to do that anymore, so I'm taking full advantage of being able to go there and like spend my days there getting stuff done, because eventually, like this coming Sunday, I'm literally working from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So I'm not gonna be able to get like anything done on Sunday. So everything is gonna have to be done tomorrow, Saturday, which is a little bit stressful, but I'm gonna make it happen and it's gonna be fine. But yeah, that I was so happy doing my job. Like I literally posted a video on my main Instagram on my story after I got done at work, just literally like a little mini rant, not like a rant, but like a little mini expression of like how excited and like happy I was. And I was like, I love my job, and it's so true. I genuinely love it. Like I love my manager and the owner. He's super nice, and it was just really cool to be able to experience that atmosphere, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have this job. Now moving on to this Monday. Trying to think of anything like super interesting happened this Monday. Not really, honestly. I had regular classes, and then I had regular classes, and then I went to the gym after school, and then I had tap workshop again. That was pretty much my Monday. Tuesday, I had regular class, and then I babysat, and I had to babysit until I was supposed to babysit till like 11, but the parents ended up getting home at 10:30, so I got to leave a little bit early. But they got me dinner, and I tried a place called Red Poke, and it was so good. And I actually have a screenshot of like what my order was because I had to send it to the mom so she could order it for me because she was kind enough to buy me a meal. But I'm gonna tell you guys what it was. So I got the super greens base with quinoa, like a lemon herb quinoa. And then you were able to pick two proteins, and I picked tofu for both of my proteins because those are the only vegetarian option. And then for mix-ins, I got cucumbers, red onion, edamame, and red cabbage. Those were all the mix-in options. I added all of them because you were allowed to put as many as you wanted with no extra charge. For sauce, I got their red poke sauce, which was just wasabi and soy sauce. Toppings, I added a poached egg, kimchi, and pickled radish. And then for crunch, I got crunchy garlic, crispy shallots, sesame seeds, and toasted seaweed. And it was so good. Like, the flavor was amazing. A little bit spicy because kimchi, like, can be spicy. But it wasn't, like, too spicy. The only thing is, it didn't keep me super full. Like, I ate it and I was, like, hungry again in, like, an hour or two. So I don't know if I'll be getting that again or, like, if next time I need to get the large bowl instead of the medium. Just because, yeah, like, I, even with getting, like, the double protein for the tofu and getting a grain for the base, I just still feel like I was not as full as I thought I would be. But it was delicious nonetheless. And I think if I get to order next time, like, if I have to stay late and they offer to order me dinner, I think I'm gonna get sweet greens because I love sweet greens, but sweet greens is expensive. So if someone else is gonna offer to pay for that, I will swipe up that real quick. Although I do feel bad having people pay for my food, but I genuinely do appreciate it and I don't take it for granted. All right, Wednesday. Again, literally, like, only interesting thing or, like, only new thing that happened Wednesday was I had another tap workshop makeup. And I also got to see my friend and my boyfriend do their modern piece for workshop, which we usually don't get to see each other do our pieces. But because I had, they rehearse on Wednesdays, and because we had the makeup rehearsal, they were still rehearsing, and their teacher's really nice, and she let me and two other girls come and sit and watch what they had so far. So that was really cool to see what they've been working on. And then yesterday and today, I'm trying to think of anything interesting that's happened. Nothing really too... I can't really think of anything super interesting that happened. Yeah, not much to update you guys on with that. I do want to take a minute to talk about, though, something that has been not so great the past couple weeks, and that is my mental health, specifically my mental health relating to the belief that I'm a burden or that something is wrong with me and it's getting in the way of things. I don't talk about this, really. I just opened up about it a little bit in a YouTube video that I posted about an hour ago, because it's a Friday, but it'll have been out for a couple days once this podcast goes up. I am hard of hearing. I have hearing loss, and I wear hearing aids. And recently, I have been noticing that I am mishearing things a lot more frequently and embarrassing myself by not knowing what's going on because I can't hear, or having to request more frequently to have teachers turn music up or repeat things. And I get really down on myself because I am a very smart individual. I pay attention and I truly do listen to people. It is the fact that I legitimately cannot hear what they are saying or comprehend what they are saying because it does not, like, my ears don't register what it is, what the sound, what the words are, like, what is being formed. So I'll, like, hear sound, but I won't hear the actual words that are being pronounced. Or, like, I'll be able to see their lips moving, but I won't hear what's coming out. And it's so frustrating because I'm a very hard worker and I always know what's going on, and my hearing, not being able to hear things, is taking away from that, and it's been sending me into spirals and, like, panic attacks over my hearing being a burden, or when people will, like, say something and I don't hear it and I ask them to repeat it and they say, oh, never mind. It makes me feel like they think I'm not listening, when in reality, I am listening. I do care. I just did not hear what you said. And it makes me feel like a piece of shit, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I'm sorry to put it so in such plain terms, But it is. I don't talk about this stuff. I'm usually very lighthearted about my hearing loss and I make jokes about it. And I never take it personally if people, like, ask about it or like make light jokes, because I make lighthearted jokes too. But in reality, my hearing loss terrifies me. I fear the day that I wake up and I can't hear the voices of the people I love anymore. Or I can't hear the birds chirping outside. Or I can't hear music. Or I can't sing because I can't hear the way that I sound. Or that I can't speak and tell the people that I love them. And it's really hard. And I'm not trying to cry about it because it's not anyone's fault. And no one wished it upon me. And no one is wanting me to go through this. And I don't want people's pity. But I think it's something that I have never talked about for so long because I just don't think anyone's going to understand. And I know I'm sure that there's probably not many people that are going to listen to this that relate to this. But if you do relate to this, I just want you to know that you're not alone and it's okay to be scared of that. And it's okay to ask for extra support and to ask people. Like, I am trying to teach myself that it's okay to ask people to repeat, and it's okay to tell people, hey, I know you might not think that that's a big deal that I didn't hear what you said, but to me it is a big deal because I want you to know that I want to know what it is you said. And I've talked to my mom about this recently, and she's explained that to me, and it's really like opened my eyes to the fact that I need to make sure that I am communicating that because people can't read my mind. And I know I should. It's just really hard because it makes me feel like I'm being even more of a hassle when in reality I'm not. I'm just explaining my needs. And I feel like I could probably make a whole episode just talking about my experience with this, but I don't know if people would be interested in that. So please feel free to like comment on my Instagram post for this episode if you would be interested in an episode of me talking about my experience as a person that is hard of hearing and dealing with hearing loss and like just having that disability as a whole. And I can also explain how it happened and all of that stuff. But yeah, just my Instagram for this podcast is justathought.pod. So be sure to go to the episode 42 post and leave a comment if you would like to hear that. Now that I've talked about that a little bit, I'm going to just continue moving on, but I did want to talk about that because that is something that has been really affecting me these past couple weeks, and it's been making me fall back into a bit of a depression slump, and it's making me feel really drained and burnt out because it's all that my brain is thinking about. It's basically consuming every thought of every day, and it's so frustrating. So now that I've got that out, I'm going to move on so I don't have to think about it right now. Highs and lows of the week. I'm actually just going to do like a high and a low of like a high and a low of like the entire recap. My high was going home to see my family and surprise my brother. And my low is just dealing with all of these struggles internally, like in my head and what's going on in the panic attacks and the self. Like talking down on myself and telling myself that I'm a problem when I'm not. I deserve to be here just like everyone else, and I deserve to have my needs met. And I know that the people around me love me and care, and they would do that if I asked them to. I just have to be able to communicate it. And I'm gonna make that my goal this week to talk to my friends and my boyfriend, and like maybe even some of my teachers at school, and just confirm that they understand that if I ask them to turn the music up in class or I ask them to repeat something, even if it's multiple times, it's not because I'm not listening, it's because I genuinely can't hear. All right, and how am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm currently feeling like I'm at like a 7. Yeah, I'm at a 7. How are you doing? Check in with yourself. Remember, this is just to bring awareness to how you are feeling. It is not meant to be judgmental. So just take a second, maybe ask yourself why you're feeling the way you're feeling, and then go back to whatever it is you are doing. And with all of that being said, let's get into today's podcast topic. So today's episode is going to be a really fun one. It's just going to be me chatting it up with you guys about my ins and outs of the summer. And I was going to start with the ins, but I'm going to start with the outs so that we can start a little bit, I guess, negative, you could say, and then end on a positive note. But I have a pretty long list for the ins, so I'm just going to get started. Let me know which of these you agree with, which ones you don't agree with on the podcast Instagram. Again, it's at justathought.pod. Be sure to go check it out. I also will be doing like any polls or question boxes, things like that on my stories. And I'll keep you guys updated if a podcast episode is going to be delayed or coming out at a different time or not be coming out the current week that it is. So just be sure to follow there for updates. So starting with the outs, the first thing I have on my list, and this is in no particular order for both the outs and the ins, dieting. I am so done with diet culture. I personally, the only thing that I guess you could consider diet culture, quote unquote diet culture, that I have used that has actually helped me is tracking my macros. I am a believer that using that as a tool to learn the proper amount of like protein you need and carbs and the amount of energy you need in a day, because it's usually a lot more than what you would think. Using that to like learn what it is you need to use to fuel your body properly has been a very helpful tool for me. But even now, I am moving away from that and working on learning how to intuitively eat. And tracking is not for everyone. I would say it's not for majority of people. Even for me, I feel like I've just been using it as a crutch for a very long time because I've been scared of the fact that like if I'm not eating enough day to day that I'll lose muscle that I've gained, or if I eat quote unquote too much, then my body's gonna change. And I'm trying to really unlearn those thoughts and like prove to myself that my body knows what it needs and I need to eat when I'm hungry and listen to those hunger and fullness cues. So personally for me, I will not be doing any sort of dieting this summer. Number two is hiding my body or body checking. Now, there is some exceptions to this. If I'm having a really bad body image day and I need to just throw on a baggy sweatsuit, like a hoodie and sweatpants to avoid body checking and like looking at myself, I will do that. I will respect myself in that way and show up for myself in that way so I don't have to think about it and I can just continue as best as I possibly can without having to think about my body. But as far as like wearing a bikini or like whatever kind of swimsuit you want to wear, or wearing shorts or wearing tank tops and showing my arms, things like that, I will not be hiding my body. I do not have any insecurity about my arms. I never have. I'm actually very proud of my arms. I have a lot of arm and like back muscle that I'm very proud of. Just due to genetics, I feel like I hold a lot of muscle in like my biceps and my back. I've never really been insecure about that. So I gladly wear tank tops in the summer and things like that. And shorts are usually okay. Sometimes I can get a little bit self-conscious, but I'm trying to just like remember that everyone deserves to wear shorts if they want to, if it's what you're comfortable in, and there's no reason to not wear them. And then bikinis, I starting last summer. I think last summer was probably the first time I've worn bikinis and like actually felt confident in them and comfortable and in comfortable in a way that I didn't feel like I had to be like sitting a certain way all the time to like look good in them. I can just sit comfortably in them and like, yeah, I'm gonna have stomach rolls and I'm gonna like have softer parts of my body. Like that's natural. And just learning to accept that and cope with like the negative beliefs that have been created in my head around that, and learning that like those are not true, has been a really important thing to me. Next is dehydration. I will be making sure that I am 100% hydrated that is with water, making sure I, in the summer, if I'm outside a lot and it's humid, adding sea salt to my water to help with electrolyte balance, as well as having my adrenal cocktails to help balance my adrenals and electrolytes and things like that. So I will not be getting dehydrated this summer. Next is I'm gonna put two together, staying inside all day and saying no to things. For me personally, I do not think that staying inside all day is very beneficial to my mental health. Like, getting fresh air is very, very important to me, and it is an automatic mood booster. And saying no to things is something that I feel like I used to do a lot, and I'm starting to become the kind of person that's like, I'm a very like scheduled, like type A person when it comes to things, and I like to know when things are gonna happen and how long they're gonna take and things like that. And I'm starting to learn to be more in touch with like a like flowy energy, and like whatever happens, you know, happens, and you don't have to know everything all the time, and not everything has to be set in stone. So I'm learning to take that and incorporate that into like, if people ask me to do things, be o more open-minded to trying things, even if I've never done it before, or if I'm not 100% sure, just being like, yeah, you know what, I think I will. And if I end up not liking it, I can always just never do it again. No harm done there. The next thing I have on my list is overworking myself. So as I said in the ending half of my intro, I'm starting to feel a little bit burnt out. And I think it's both because of what I'm dealing with mentally, but also because it is almost finals week and I have so much content in my head right now. And it's just like every day I'm like waking up and getting out of bed being like, ugh, I just gotta keep pushing. 2 more weeks, 2 more weeks. It's gonna be okay. And once I'm done with the semester and I get to go back to Wisconsin and see my family and my boyfriend's coming with us, I am just gonna do my best to just fully relax and enjoy the time that I'm having with my friends and family and do things that I've been wanting to do, because a lot of the things I want to do, you have to do during the summer. For example, paddleboarding. I really want to go paddleboarding or hiking or swimming. And I can do all those things in the summer outside with the people that I love. And I really want to do that. And by doing those things, I will be giving myself the break that I need. But then once third semester starts again, I'm going to need to be able to fall back into a nice balance of like not overworking myself and knowing what my limits are, what my boundaries are. The next thing I am not super into, especially for the summer, is heavy makeup. Right now, it's just like I do not like having foundation on my skin and like super heavy eye makeup and like super heavy eyeliner. I do eyeliner every once in a while because I love doing like a fox eye for eyeliner, or like just like something like a black cat eye, things like that. But usually I've just been like a blush, highlighter, maybe some eyebrow gel and mascara, and then like chapstick or lip gloss depending on the day. That's pretty much what I've been doing for makeup. So personally right now, not in my like full glam era, and I haven't been for a while. Next, I have greens powders. Personally, I get plenty of fruits and vegetables in, so not something I feel like I need to add to my diet. I get plenty of fiber, lots of diversity in my diet, so not for me, but if you want to use greens as like a little extra boost, or like a just making sure you're hitting all of your bases for things, be my guest. But for me personally, not something that I want to spend my money on. Also, if you do use green powders, please get products that are third-party tested and are scientifically backed, not just like any random greens powder. And finally, the last thing on my outs list is hot coffee, with an exception. If it's a cooler day, it's a rainy day, or my boyfriend makes it for me, I will drink it. Because when my boyfriend makes it for me, the hot drinks he makes for me are usually mostly milk, so then it's actually like not super hot. It's more like lukewarm. Or like, well, no, sometimes it is hot. When he makes me a drink, I'm gonna drink it and it's good. But like, if I'm gonna get a coffee from somewhere and be like walking around outside, it has to be iced. I'm not gonna walk around with a hot cup of coffee in my hand when it's 85 degrees outside. If I'm like sitting inside and I decide that I want to have something hot, I'll have that. And also, like on a rainy day or a colder day, it is nice to have something warm to sip on. So I will make the exception in that case. Okay, now let's move into my ins for the summer. Number one, this is going to come at no surprise, and there's no explanation needed really for this. Long walks outside. I get my vitamin D, fresh air, boosts my mood. Honestly, what more could you ask for? With that, though, being outside a lot, reapplying sunscreen as frequently as possible. I usually in the summer try to reapply like every hour or every 2 hours because I burn super easily, and I've only been able to find one brand of sunscreen that actually works for my skin, and it is the Vegan Australian Gold sunscreen, specifically the 50 SPF. It comes in like a coral pink colored bottle, and it works really well for me. Next is athletic clothing. I love leggings. I love shorts, sports bras. They're so great because I can wear those things like to the gym. I can wear them for dance classes if I don't have to be in like a leotard and tights. And it's just comfortable to like walk around in. But usually, like on the weekend, I like to like actually put a little bit more effort into my clothing and like my outfits because that's the only time that I'm not wearing like athletic clothes or leotards. But during the week, it's really nice to have like comfortable and breathable and movable athletic clothing. I'm a Gymshark girl. Like, I really like Gymshark. But I also love the Target workout clothes, the JoyLab, and what is the one? I'm literally wearing it right now, and I can't even think of what it's called. The All in Motion athletic, like, collection at Target is probably my favorite. And then I like the JoyLab collection. Not always. Some of the materials in the JoyLab one I don't like, but go to your local Target if you can and check out their athletic clothes because most of their stuff is really good quality. And I've been able to find some stuff on sale. Like, I got a pair of shorts from there that were like $9, and I love them. Next is picnics. I love picnics. They take a lot of effort, so it's not like I'm going to be doing it very frequently, but going to like, I really want to go to like Central Park, or there's this park in Brooklyn that I really want to go to. And just have a picnic and like watch the sunset or play cards with my friends, something like that. Like, I want to do that. And also, my personal opinion, sushi or sandwiches are like the perfect picnic food. And then obviously, like fruit and vegetables and like a kombucha or like a sparkling water or something like that. And speaking of sparkling water and kombucha, those are also on my ins list. Kombucha, I love pretty much every single health aid kombucha I've tried. My least favorite is probably the ginger lemon and the watermelon one, mostly because the ginger lemon one, I don't know if I have like a sensitivity to ginger, but whenever I drink something with ginger in it or like eat something with a lot of ginger, it like makes my throat close up and it makes it hard for me to breathe. So when I drank the ginger lemon one, I couldn't finish it because I actually like was starting to panic, like I couldn't breathe, so I have no idea. Like, and it wasn't like it was like spicy because I know some people say ginger is spicy. It wasn't that. It like felt different. I don't know. And then sparkling water. Personally, I really like the Trader Joe's brand. They have so many different flavors, and they also have unflavored, and they're all like unsweetened, so it's just like a little hint of whatever the flavor is, and they're really nice. Next on my list for ins is paddleboarding and kayaking. I don't really have much to say on this. I just genuinely really enjoy paddleboarding and kayaking, and it's something I'm really excited to hopefully do when I go back to Wisconsin in, what is that, like 2.5 weeks? 2.5 weeks, I think. Next on my list are smoothies or like smoothie bowls, salads, and sandwiches. These are all like food things that I put together, so I'm just gonna say all of them together. Also, watermelon and pineapple and yogurt bowls, all of these things, and they all kind of go together. They're all like very fresh foods that, I don't know, they're just so good. Majority of them have like fruit in them. I really like fruit. Like my smoothies, I love fruit, but I love that you can sneak like frozen veggies like cauliflower and zucchini. You can even sneak things like frozen sweet potato in there, and it's really delicious. Avocado, and then salads and sandwiches. You get like a bunch of crunchy vegetables in there and like a good carb. It's sandwiches, obviously. You choose like whatever type of bread or like croissant or bagel or like English muffin, things like that. And it's just so good. Those are just foods that really feel good to me in the summer. And watermelon and pineapple is so good in the summer because it's like in season, I'm pretty sure. I know watermelon is not all summer, but towards the end half of summer. And pineapple, I think, is in season in the summer. And I just really enjoy them. They're super refreshing. Yogurt bowls. I love yogurt bowls all year round, but I love them even more in the summer because they're like a cool, like a cooler, like more cold food. And then the last food I actually have on here is ice cream. And recently I've found, I think, my new favorite flavor of ice cream that I've ever tried. And it is the Van Leeuwen's pistachio ice cream. There is something about it, like the creamy nuttiness and the fact that it's not like overly sweet is so good to me. That's usually my issue with ice cream is it's usually like almost too like sweet, like sickly sweet to me. So I've found a flavor that like is not overly sweet and it has like that nuttiness that I love, and like I love pistachios and I love nut butters and things like that, and it kind of has that essence to it and I really really like it. So if you have a Van Leeuwen near you, maybe go try out the pistachio ice cream because I 10 out of 10 recommend. The next thing I have on my list is journaling. I talk about this so much, but I will keep on saying it. Journaling has been so beneficial to me throughout my mental health journey. I journal every day, even if it's only a couple sentences. I have been doing my best to keep the habit of just writing out how I'm feeling or like what's happened, things like that, just to let me like let my brain know that I always have a space that I can go to let out how I'm feeling and actually be able to like see it and rationalize it because it's in front of me on paper and things don't feel so overwhelming when I do that. Next, I have two things that go together, which is Hokas and running. I asked for Hokas for my birthday. My birthday's in like, I don't even know. Not even a week. I don't know. It's next Wednesday, I think. I'm not even sure. Guys, I really don't pay attention. But Hokas, I really want Hokas because I want to start running. And it's funny because I want to start running and then was it yesterday? It was either I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was either yesterday or Wednesday. I was walking with my boyfriend. He was going to get food. And he said, I really want to run a 5K. And it's so weird to me. Like, all these things that I've been, like, thinking of in my brain. Like, people around me have been saying out loud. But that one was, like, that made me really happy. Because I, like, giggled a little bit. He was like, what? You don't want to do that? And I was like, no, actually, complete opposite. I really want to start running. And I asked for Hokas for my birthday, and like I really want to be able to run and not like anything too crazy. Like eventually, yeah, I would love to run in a 5K race and I would love to run a half marathon or a marathon, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. So I'm gonna start small. I want to get into the habit of running just one day a week. And I already have it put in my schedule. I want to start running Saturday mornings. So I'm gonna make that happen. And I have the Nike Run Club app, so I'm gonna start using that hopefully once I get running shoes. But I haven't started solely because the only sneakers I actually have with me right now are my Converse, which are super flat, and I do not feel comfortable running in those. And I have a pair of Filas that I could possibly wear, but I don't feel like they have enough support for me to run in them for 20, 30 minutes at a time, so I'm just not gonna do that. Next, I have Dutch braids. Personal preference, I just really like the way that my hair looks in Dutch braids. And hopefully, I'll be able to figure out how to do it in my own hair eventually, or my mom might teach my boyfriend how to do it for me. Next is, I kind of already talked about this, but coffee shops, specifically getting like a nice iced coffee of some sort. I talked about this in my most recent Instagram post, or not my most recent Instagram, my most recent YouTube video. I gave you guys what my go-to coffee order is and like what drinks I've been trying recently. So be sure to go check that out if you want to hear that question answered. And I have two more beverage things. My adrenal cocktail, and I also, as you guys probably know if you've listened to the podcast before, I put cranberry juice in my cocktails now because it has lots of like antioxidant benefits. it's just like pretty beneficial for your overall like health, especially as like a female. And my adrenal cocktails are good for my adrenals and my electrolyte balance, and it can help my hormones, things like that. So those are really important to me this summer. And the last beverage thing I have is mocktails. I haven't really gotten into making mocktails yet because I don't really have the room for ingredients to do that, but I really like the idea of it, and I have so many mocktails saved. So when I eventually have my own apartment, I will be making mocktails. And I technically consider my adrenal cocktail that I have like kind of a mocktail because it's just like a fun beverage. And if I wanted to, and if I owned one, I could like pour it into a fancy glass. But I just have it in my glass jar every night. And the last two things I have for my ins are two like fashion items, and that is long skirts and platform sneakers. I love a good like midi or maxi skirt. And I've gotten into denim skirts. I actually thrifted a denim skirt, like a maxi denim skirt, and I really enjoy it. And I didn't think I was going to get into that fashion trend, but it's really comfortable and it's cute. Like, I genuinely like it way more than I like a short denim skirt, which I don't even own a short denim skirt. And I can't remember the last time I have. And then also like long flowy skirts. I have like this white tiered skirt that I love. I have one of my grandma's old long skirts. It hits like my mid calf. It's beautiful. And then platform sneakers. I love my Filas. I have the really chunky Filas that are like a chunky dad shoe. They're low key. Like, I think they're ugly to some people. I really like them though. I also have another pair of Fila sneakers that are like a cream color that I really like. Those ones aren't necessarily like a platform, but they're a little bit higher than like a regular sneaker. And eventually I would love to get like platform Converse because I just really like the way that they look. But yeah, I think platform sneakers are really cool. And I know not everyone likes them, but for me and like my style, they make sense. So that was all of my ins and outs today. I really hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. If you did, please be sure to leave a rating and review in the Apple Podcast Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Share this podcast with anyone that you think would enjoy this kind of podcast, as well as like any of my other episodes. Just mention it to a friend, or share it with your loved ones, because it really helps me out to be able to spread my message to more people. Also, be sure to follow me on YouTube. It's just my name, Lainey Evans. Follow me on my main Instagram at lainey.foods. And follow the Instagram for this podcast at justathought.pod. And with all that being said, I will be in your ears next week. Bye.